I've been waiting for you all day. It feels so good to finally be in your arms. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hold on to you so tightly, hun. Oh, let's cuddle on the couch. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, you just lay right here on my lap. There you go. And I'll just start running my fingers through your lovely hair because it's so soft and it makes me purr and it makes me happy. You make me happy. So, how was your day, love? Tiring, huh? Well, don't worry. We can just lie here and cuddle for the rest of the day. And all night. We have nothing else to do. And we have the day off tomorrow. My day? It was boring. I'd rather just think about you. Ah, you're so cute, and that blush makes you even cuter. Yes, you are. You're a cutie pie. My cutie pie. What do I want for dinner? Whatever you want. Hot dogs? Sure, I don't mind. Oh no, you're not getting up. I'll make the hot dogs, but first, I want to cuddle some more. You know, your hair is really, really soft. I could run my hands through it all day and all night. What do you mean? I'm not any different. I don't feel any different either. Oh, baby, you're being silly. I'm not being weird. I am me and you are you, and you belong to me. See? Go through my day? Why? Fine. I'll do a run through of my day. But now you owe me even more cuddles, okay? Okay, let's see. Gotta strain this kitty brain. Honing in. Okay, I got up when my alarm started beeping, got dressed, gave your sleepy head a kiss goodbye, and left for work. Yep, same as always. Anyway, work was normal as always, just dealing with a bunch of boring paperwork. Shush, hun, I'm not done yet. Then I came home. I read a book for an hour, and then I went to your room to look for more of that energy potion you gave me before. I was really tired, but I didn't want to sleep before you came home. What did the bottle look like? Oh, it was a dark red bottle with a little black cap. Whoa, 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 hey, calm down. Why are you so worried all of a sudden? I feel completely fine. The potion did its job. I'm more energized than ever. Huh? That was a love potion? Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, wow. I know you're a skilled magician and sell a lot of potions, but I never thought you'd have one like that. Well, what's the big deal? I already loved you before, so this doesn't change anything. Hey, I'm not acting weird. And even if that potion does make me act a little differently, it's nothing bad. I don't care if this potion never wears off. You don't need to make a counter potion. I have been with you since you worked at that record store. Even before you became a successful magician. I'm not going to change my mind about loving you anytime soon. Hush you. Just cuddle me. And let me play with your hair. You either cuddle me or go to sleep, or you tell me how much you love me. Those are your choices. Yeah, I know. They're scary, right? They make you tremble with fear. Now, what are your choices? Cuddles and telling me how much you love me. And me telling you how much I love you. That is much better. I accept this. Now, get your head back on my thighs and allow me to relish in these soft locks of yours. That's better. I love you. I love you so much. No matter the potion or spell, nothing will ever change how much I love you. Let's just stay here and cuddle forever. Or until we get hungry.